This song?
I'm guessing you haven't heard it, have you?
Nope.
You're in for a treat.
Is this going to go in a techno?
No. God, no.
Wait. Hold up. I got a guy, don't change with the season.
Okay. Oh, I know what this is. 10K.
I got a guy, don't change with the season. 10,000 reasons I can't believe it. ACA, that's the law. New sheriff in it. KBR, passing bars. I'm a lawyer in the pool. I ain't never seen nobody do it like this. Owns every inch and a ruler like this. Look at my world, that's a little like drip. Only go to my list, I'm like, who did I miss? Let it breathe. Ooh, cool. Let it breathe. Yeah, peace, peace. Jesus, that's my creed. Ooh, Michael B. Yeah, he bossing. Don't be a clown, but you're not it. Worship in a marsh pit. I'm in this palm like the tropics. And women get in it, they get it, then they live again. Good and generous, definitive, that's from the Genesis. Unlimited, inhibited, look at all of these witnesses. Give you the business, taking body, homie, he finished it.
Was that an alarm going off?
That was, because in the video, he's like walking through like an iPad and an iPhone. And stuff. Like,
I see. Yeah, what up, guys?
ET Podcast, episode
73.
I am.
Let's do this.
Trey. That is Eric. We did it backwards this episode. But that's probably because I don't know how to relax, apparently. This episode is called The Art of Relaxation. Something that I don't know how to do, apparently. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit today. And yeah. You missed it. See, that's what you get.
It's just I wanted to see how far you can go until you.
Until I get irritated? Until you. No, I was irritated by the third one. So maybe that's part of me not knowing how to relax.
Okay, Trey, what I want to know is why you keep saying that you don't know how to relax.
I just, you know, I thought about that. I had a conversation with somebody. I was supposed to go on a cruise in October, but I'm pretty sure it's going to get canceled.
Why? Because of Corona?
Yeah. And, you know, I was explaining to this person, and me and my wife are going on the cruise, and I was explaining to this person that I have been accused of not knowing how to relax.
Okay.
People have said that to me, like, back in my days when I used to go out, like, to the hookah bar and all of that, and, even in DI, people have said that. And so I was explaining to her, you know, that people have said that. And I'm not going to be like that on the cruise. Like, you know,
okay.
Like I don't need, because what happens is, like, I would be sitting there like, I'm not a person that.
What?
I'm not a person that is all like the life of the party and all that. Like, I'm not like getting up and dancing. Like, I don't want to dance. Like, and so I guess people look at me because I don't want to dance and all of this extra stuff as me not having a good time. So then they take it upon themselves,
right,
to be like, oh no, we've got to do something to make him have a good time. It's like, I'm fine.
You're
like,
basically the type of, like, person that in the outside looks boring, but in the inside you're having a party.
Sure. If you want to put it that way, I don't need to, like, I'm not getting up and like dancing and doing all that. That's all I'm saying. Is like, and so people get pissed off at me and I get pissed off at them because it's like, leave me alone. Like,
I'm like, good. I am having fun.
Like, I'm cool. Like, I'm listening to the music or whatever. Right. Like, I'm, you know.
I feel whatever. You.
And so I just, dang. I was thinking about that and I was just like, you know, because I've heard it too many times that I don't know how to relax. And I mean, especially in DI, I've heard it at times too, where, like, I don't know, one of the, like, we would be, I'm trying to think of an instance.
Any of the parties
like,
you had?
It's like when we had like the DI Christmas party or something like that, right. And I was trying to clean up, you know.
Okay.
Like stuff like that. It's like I'm trying to clean up just to make sure things aren't like a complete mess.
But they were telling you to
relax. And they're just like, just relax, like live in the moment. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to make sure this place doesn't look like crap at the end of the night.
I feel you. So you're the type of person, because I'm trying to put it in two different ways. Because when you say relax is like, all right, not going to do anything. Or like relax, like just live the moment, experience it, and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or more like, oh, I'm just going to relax.
And I guess my issue is I don't know what that means exactly.
You don't know what relaxing means.
Yeah, like I guess so. Like,
I guess a lot of people, I guess, come across this issue, and I guess this is the reason why we're talking about it. You know, mm-hmm. And I feel this is that they don't. It's not that they don't know what relaxing mean. I guess it's just more like they don't know how to. Mm-hmm. Well, because it could be two different things. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, now, I guess going deeper and putting in my perspective, relaxation for me is just doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
After, you know, from, how can I put it? Doing what you love to do besides, you know, doing, you know, after like working, after doing so many hectic things.
Yeah.
You get to relax to do what you want to do, like music, play video games.
Yeah. I mean, just whatever. Because I'm not doing stuff like out in public. Like,
but then,
sorry.
No, but I was going to say, but the other thing is living and enjoying the moment, meaning that if you're a busy person and you like to, you know, make sure everything runs in order, you know, because I kind of understand you because I'm kind of like mm-hmm. that. Especially like when we have like family gatherings or whatever, I'm always the type of person that like I want to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Yeah.
But I'm not enjoying it as much because I got to make sure that, you know, the food tastes good or you know that there's enough drinks.
See, it's,
you know what I mean?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up too, cuz another thing too I was thinking about is like I guess I really am living in the moment or whatever. I think I am, at least. Like, because when I think about living in the moment, like, for instance, every time me and Denise go somewhere or whatever, I always forget to, like, take pictures. Or any the few times I'm out with friends or hanging out with somebody, I don't take pictures. I'm not a picture. Like, I hate every single photo I've ever taken of myself. Yeah. I hate every single photo. So first, that's first. And then secondly, I just don't think to do it. You know why? Because I'm living in the moment. Like, I'm not sitting there thinking about when's the perfect time I can get everybody together.
Yeah.
So we can flick it up, you know.
And I feel, like, people are different, I guess. Like for me, honestly, I guess for me, that's one form of relaxing. Making mm-hmm. sure that everything is good.
Yeah.
Because then if you think about it, if there's a lot of things piled up and like you keep thinking about, oh man, this is not done right. But I have to be here. It stresses you out even mm-hmm. more.
Now, I will say two things I'm guilty of. I am kind of a workaholic. I guess I'm more so focused on work.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, because that's all I know, really.
Okay.
And so I'm always like thinking about what needs to be done at work and stuff like that. And then another thing is like bills. Like I have a list on my phone that I constantly go through and like check off and like make sure I got everything, or I revamp it and I'm like, oh, maybe I can just pay a little bit on that or whatever and do stuff like that. And I'm always doing that on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly in my notes, you know, that's doing cool. that. And that might be another reason why I don't know how to relax. So those two things right there, I'm too focused on work and I'm too focused on bills.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, I guess a lot of people have different differing understandings or different interpretations of what relaxing is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, relaxing is just being asleep all day or
taking
a bath.
Like my thing, it's like usually, except for like the past few weeks though, like normally once I'm up in the morning, it don't matter how early it is, I'm up. But there's been like the past few weeks, like if I'm off that day or whatever and I have some time where I'm just sitting here on the couch, I'll take a nap. It won't be very long, but I'll take a nap, you know. But for the most part, I'm like, once I'm up, you know, I'm not trying to go back to sleep. Denise, it takes her about 5 hours to actually wake up all the way.
5 hours.
It's pretty bad. Like, she'll wake up and she won't talk. Like me, I'm talking right away and just, you know, but it takes her a while. 5 hours is, you know, over exaggerating, but I'm just saying it takes her a while to like fully like wake up.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I guess especially nowadays, I guess it is important for people to know how to relax.
Yeah.
Because of all the hectic things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess even before this, I guess it's something that a lot of people don't know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important for one to take care of themselves, their health,
mm-hmm.
Their spirit, their mind. And actually, I mean, I feel like in order for you to accomplish the highest form of relaxation, I feel like you have to be super balanced. Mm-hmm. But yet again, everybody's different. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm kind of like a little bit, but not like you. Because I'm also like the type of person that like I would rather make sure everything is going okay.
Yeah.
That brings me relaxation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to sleep or watch movies. But
another thing for me, too, is like apparently I don't even have like a relaxed look on my face. A lot of people say that I look mean or whatever.
You are mean, bro.
I will explain why my face always look like.
I feel like I'm going to use this.
Why I always look like I'm pissed off. Okay, so as a kid, two things. First of all, I guess I'm just an easy target and I look triable. So coming up as a kid, somebody was constantly trying to try me or, you know, just thought I was soft.
To like pick a fight with you?
Pick a fight with me.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was always being like tried. And so you ever like try to look like Joe Budden said this at one point, it was hilarious, but it was like, you ever try to look like you can fight?
Like when you're actually in a fight or like
when you feel a vibe, like somebody just looking at you.
Oh, so you're trying to like basically
like look like you can fight.
Like be tough. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. And then also like I bring up all the time, like in the South,
yeah,
people would always say, the light-skinned people are gay.
Are you serious?
They always said that. I've said that numerous times, but that was a real thing, you know.
That's crazy.
And so it's like, I don't know. I made up in my mind that I was just going to like try to look like I'm not, you know, a target.
Right.
And so my face is just permanently, it's relaxed.
It changed.
It's relaxed. Like it's the mean face or whatever, or like the, like this, that's the relaxed position of my face. It's not just I can't do that. Like I
all right,
and try Denise to look, tells me all the time, you need to be aware of your face, and I'm just like, Ryan Watkins had the same problem, and I guess he still does too, because people would come up to him and say that he looked, are you okay, is everything okay or whatever, and people would come
what
up
does
to
he
me,
look worried or mad or something
mad yeah. And it's just like,
I mean, yeah, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I don't think he.
Let me see. Look at me, man. You look mad, bro.
See, like, that's the relaxed position.
How do I look?
Of my face. You look sleepy all the time.
I am sleepy all the time.
So
that's because I don't relax.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
So, you know, I don't know. If you guys have any suggestions for me on what relaxation even means, you know, because I really,
because he needs help,
don't understand what that means. Apparently I thought I did, but according to everyone else, I don't know what it means.
I feel like, and the thing is, I mean, like I said, a lot of people have different perspectives on how to relax.
Yeah.
Just because somebody doesn't look like it or that they're not relaxed doesn't mean that they're not.
Like me, like, you know.
Like, what relaxes you? Let's start off with that question, actually.
I would, like, I feel like.
What brings you tranquility or whatever it's called?
I feel like, I mean, not necessarily Call of Duty all the time, but video games, you know, or watching a video game playthrough or looking up, like, you know, stuff on YouTube, like how to, because all I literally do is look up video games, podcasting, and music production on YouTube. Okay. That's pretty much all I watch, or I watch like comic book stuff. That's relaxing because I'm learning stuff, and it's just
how about kinda, like anything like physical?
I don't just like look sleep. At me. Do I look like somebody who does anything physical? I mean, you know,
no, I mean like sleeping or like,
I mean,
going on a walk. I mean, a lot of people think
I should
relaxing.
Go on a walk, but I don't. So yeah, there's that.
Like for me, it's music, like listening to music or like just honestly driving around.
Yeah.
Just cruising.
Yeah.
Well, for me.
Like most people would say, you know, like, why don't you, like, actually one of the security guards at church the other day, he was like, so what do you do outside of work? I was like, nothing. I have no life. Like, I at one point, because, like, Pastor Terrence was actually saying, you should talk about what you like, and you like doing the podcast, so you should talk about it. I feel like I've talked about the podcast too much. So now I don't even tell people that I do a podcast anymore. I don't say that I do music. I don't say nothing.
Why not?
Because I feel like it annoys people.
I don't think it annoys people.
I think it does. And so
I don't think you should think like that, though.
Well, anyway. So he asked me, the security guard, and he was like, you don't like going fishing or nothing? I was like, I don't even like being outside. Like, I'm not an outdoors person. So, like, going fishing, going somewhere and just laying in the sun, going by a lake or whatever, that's boring to me. I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
And that's what most people would consider relaxing. And it's not relaxing for me.
And, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just a lot of people have different perspectives on how to relax. I mean, there's a lot of people that even eating, it's relaxing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the key is basically knowing what relaxes you and sticking to it, especially, you know, if you have a hectic schedule, being able to practice relaxation at least a couple times a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Because after a while, I mean, you can overwhelm.
And, oh yeah, I've been burnt out before.
And then you go into that burnout.
Yeah.
And even sometimes I think that even doing what you love, it brings you a lot of relaxation, no matter what it is, even if you work a lot.
Yeah.
It could be like another form of relaxation.
Like if people saw me, like with my recording process, how many takes, especially if I get tripped up on a word.
Yeah.
It's like when it's a verse that I should already know, that's when it becomes stressful. But when it's like a verse that I'm recording for the first time, recording a song for the first time, whatever, I may do 25 takes. But to me, that's relaxation. I'm making music. I'm doing what I want to do.
Right.
Or, you know, once I start up this other podcast, like that's going to be relaxing for me. And Denise trying to do some content stuff too. You know, cute. And that's... we're trying to work on that too. And so stuff like that, I mean, that's relaxing to me. I know that's still work technically or whatever, but it's something that I like to do.
Exactly. You know, see yourself doing and, it.
So, yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. People, I've always been accused of not knowing how to relax, and it just annoyed me.
Yeah.
And, I was just thinking about like previous conversations I had with people, and that's why I decided to talk about this today. And I was just like, you know.
So basically, this is your therapy session.
In a way, I haven't been to a therapist since I was a kid, so
it's okay. I can be your therapist.
I don't want you to be my
why?
Therapist.
Why?
I just.
It's okay, man.
I don't know, man. You messed up too. So. but no, man. Like, yeah. I feel like, let me see. I had wrote down some stuff.
Oh, bet. Let's go.
Nope. We already went over it. So
what do you mean?
You had another angle that you wanted to talk about too, though.
I just want to know what that was. Well, actually, it kind of fits because I was like excited. I thought you were going to put up a rap verse or something.
No, no, I'm not rapping on this podcast.
I mean, we did before. Kind of like a freestyle.
That wasn't a freestyle. That was a verse I've had for like 6 years.
All right. Well, still it was some. It was some. Well, I mean, no, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, really, it's just being able to learn what your relaxation thing is and what sticking to it. And even though people think that you're not, I mean, who cares what they think? They're not you.
You know what relaxes me too? I see you guys giving us feedback now.
Yeah.
That's relaxing to see. So
that's good.
Let's keep that going. What are some things that relax you guys? Like, what are some things that you consider, you know,
relaxing,
taking a load off, you know, yes, winding down, idling, whatever, you know,
like, you know what slows me down?
No, deaccelerating, not idling.
You know, yeah. When I get home from a busy day, I just take everything off. You know,
we don't need that image in our head, man. Nobody wants to see that. Yeah, really. So
I'm kidding. But
yeah, you guys let us know.
Yeah.
Comment, you know, however you want to, relay your message to us, but just let us know. 'Cause I might steal some of your ideas.
That's true. Hey, helping each other out.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently,
especially
I won't be able to help y'all 'cause I don't know how to relax. So
you
I
try
need
to
y'all
help
to help me. So
he's looking for advice. So yeah, help him, people.
Yeah.
Because apparently I'm messed up too. So
yeah, people just say I'm like uptight and stuff. Oh, by the way, another thing people need to stop saying that really, this one really pisses me off.
What is it?
People say that like when I'm like standing, like say I'm waiting on Denise to come out the bathroom or something. They're like, are you security? Are you like, I guess it's like a posture that I have or whatever. And it's just like, how do you even get to that? Like, what do you, shut up.
It's just the way how you look, man.
No, I don't look like security. Like
I'm dead.
I don't know. That annoys me. Like, so anyway,
well, like you said, please comment, share your feedback. Hope to hear some great things from you guys, and hopefully you can help Trey relax.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram,
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Hopefully, you know, that's coming soon. But
yeah, we're still working on that. I know we've been saying it for quite a while, and we keep repeating ourselves, but
it's coming through.
A little bit difficult. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate your love, your help, your support, and stay tuned. And yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys.
Take care.
Peace. All right, we're out.